one of America's best-known political symbols, Uncle Sam, greets visitors at the McGinn Group in Virginia. The walls transform the offices into a museum of presidential campaign history. The objects on display and the head of the consulting firm, Dan McGinn, share an important characteristic.
Well, I'll tell you what they have most in common, which is passion. This was a commitment. The commitment of a person, the commitment of a campaign team, the commitment of a cause. So as you walk through my office, you'll see the passions that played out. Also that they are very much about the moment.
Sometimes the names alone were enough to reach the voters. Here is a gift handkerchief that presidential nominee Woodrow Wilson gave to supporters, and another that marked his election to the highest office in the land. There is a collection of commemorative plates, including one of James Garfield, who died within months of becoming president in 1881. There are posters rallying support for causes and mementos from long-forgotten people who once aspired to greatness.
I want something with a story. It's not just about how valuable it is or isn't. I want something with a story. So I have items in here from inaugurations, from failed campaigns. I also want to reflect the breadth of American politics. What I have in here doesn't reflect my own views. I'm not trying to have one campaign or a partisan view. I want to show how diverse American politics has been. I want to show how nasty it's been in the past, while we think it's only today. I want stories about events and major turns of history. So those are the qualities that I look for.
This ballot box was used in the 1940 election with the names of voters neatly written. Some of McGinn's memorabilia demonstrates candidates' efforts to connect with voters, a tradition this year's presidential candidates continue.
This is a very good campaign for a lot of reasons. The first serious African-American candidate, that is, a candidate that could actually win the nomination, the first woman who could actually win the nomination, the first Mormon campaign. This campaign broke barriers everywhere we went. The first candidate that had lost 100 pounds, first candidate over 70.
Dan McGinn looks forward to adding new political mementos from the latest chapter of American political history. For producer Siri Narop, Jim Bertel, VOA News.